Brit Momney on Kiss FM. Listen to this. Taking you back for a minute.
Oh, God.
Ed James or Madison Beer. That's such a great song. Singer-songwriter Madison Beer is on with us now. Oh, my gosh, you're playing everywhere. How you doing?
I'm good. Didn't expect to hear my 13-year-old self singing
I know,
it last
but
this morning.
I can't. But... You know why that song resonates with me? When we first started doing American Idol with Simon and Paula Abdul, and, like, before you were born probably, but the contestants all sang that song every single time they came in. So I've heard so many renditions, and that is, as you know, years ago, but incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Tell me quickly before we get into new music, Thanksgiving is here. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. What are you looking forward to? How do you do it? What's your thing?
I mean, I'm usually spending time with my family, but my little brother's in his first year of college, so it's kind of a weird year, obviously, for other reasons, but he's not with us. But I'm with my family, and I'm excited to be able to spend time with them. But we're just going to keep it chill and low-key and not do, like, the whole big crazy family dinner we usually do, unfortunately.
Will you put lots of different fattening things on the table, though?
Yes, of course. Everyone should.
Yeah. My mother makes an oyster casserole. Doesn't sound great, but it's great. Yeah, it doesn't sound
okay.
like your thing.
I'll trust your word.
Okay. Madison's song, Baby, is out now. Let me play a little of that here on Kiss FM. Take a listen. If you wanna be my baby, no, I'm gonna drive you mad. Probably gonna call me crazy. I'm the best you ever had. Yeah, I can turn you on. Why you close your on. If you wanna be my baby, no, I'm gonna drive you mad. Probably gonna call me crazy. I'm the best you ever had. Yeah, I mean, that those lyrics are power confidence, right?
Thank you.
That is off your debut. Wow. Your debut,
my debut
album. What does that feel like to know that the debut is here?
Yeah, I mean, it's on its way. It's been on its way for a while. COVID really kind of
set it back.
It set it back a lot, but we're getting it out early, top of 2021, and I'm excited. It's really, really fulfilling. I'm super pumped to get it out there.
What does life support mean to you?
It's kind of a loaded question, but I felt it was really important to make that the title because I was going through a really tough time mentally, and it was kind of like the only thing that was giving me hope and, you know, pushing me to get out of bed in the morning and continue on. So it was genuinely like life support for me. So I thought that was the perfect title.
You know, I think for people who don't follow your story and haven't heard you talk openly about some of your struggles and anxiety, they would listen to you and look at you and say, what? Come on. But you have been open about that. What's helped you? What's helped get you through it? Songwriting, singing, performing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that what you just said also is like a huge factor of, you know, I think there's a lot of stigma around mental health in general. And like you just said, people would look at me and think nothing was wrong. And I think that's unfortunate. And I think that it's kind of sad that we allow ourselves to judge people based off of things so surface like Instagram or social media. And I think that it's time as a society, we all kind of realize that we're all putting on a facade and a front at all times. And I'm trying to be more open about that kind of stuff because it's helped a lot of people so far. And I just hope to continue to do that and talk about it more. I think it's really important.
And what role does or did Instagram play in that for you? And what role does it play now going forward, knowing all this?
Yeah, it started off pretty crazy and overwhelming. I mean, I got signed and recognized when I was 12 and was kind of put on a pedestal that then over time felt more like a chopping block. And it felt like I was waiting for somebody to, you know, find out something about me or cancel me or, you know, bring me down in some way. And it was really tough for a really long time. And I had this really strange relationship with my Instagram, particularly in my platform. But, you know, I've now grown to view it for what it is and have been able to like overcome a lot of stuff. And I've tried to use it positively. But it's weird. It's a weird thing.
Madison Beer. Okay, she's on with us now. Sisney and Tanya and Patty try and get me to post things that people don't like. Meaning anything in my real life, no matter what. I think it's like fun, and then I get killed for it in the comments, so I stop reading the comments. Do you read your comments?
I try not to, obviously, because there's always going to be something that's going to be hurtful, and even if there were 10,000 positive comments, if you see one that's negative, you're going to psychologically
that's all we think about.
That one.
That's all you think about for a whole week.
Yeah, they point things out about yourself that you didn't even know you had to be insecure over. So it's tough. It's very tough. But I try to avoid it and just kind of post what feels good to me, and like it's just not worth spending your lifetime convincing people to like you or see you for who you are, because the right people always will.
Well, she's more grown up than we are.
I'm so mature.
I'll tell you that right now. Listen, Madison, Thanksgiving Eve, it is our second Macy's Wishlist Wednesday. What is the best gift? Can you think of the best gift you've ever received?
Ever? Probably my car when I was 17. I think that was probably the most exciting gift I ever got.
What did you get? What was your first car? Or their first? Yeah, what was that?
It was an older car that my dad had given to me, but then I saved up and got myself my dream car.
What's the dream car? Come on, you're holding up.
It was a Range Rover when I was younger, yeah. And I refused to get the new. It was like right when the new ones came out in 2016 or so, and I refused to get the new one. I wanted the older version because that's what I grew up loving. And my dad was like, "Why are you about to get a new car and get the old version of it?" And I was like, "I just have a thing for the old one. I don't know. It was weird."
What do you wish for this year? What do you want?
My only wish is that, you know, hopefully the world goes back to normal eventually, and I'm able to perform, and everyone's able to, you know, just be together once again.
And have connectivity in a real way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Before you go, Madison, I want to tell you that our producer, Mark, whom you can't see, I think you can see me, but you can't see Mark, his daughter, Allie, 14, huge fan. She's got a question for you. We promised her she could ask this question.
Hey, Allie.
There she is.
Hi.
There she is. Hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We'll talk later about what it's like to have Mark as a father. But right now, what do you want to ask Madison Beer?
Okay, so I play piano and sing, and I did a cover of Selfish on my Instagram once. But I'm kind of intimidated by songwriting. So how old were you when you first wrote a song, and like, how did you start?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, thank you. That means so much to me. I'm going to check it out. I'll get your Instagram from them so I could go see it. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Of course. But I actually didn't start like really songwriting until I was probably like 16, 17. And I had a really hard time with it at first. And I had those same kind of thoughts of like, am I doing something wrong? Why is this not clicking for me? But it'll come organically to you, and just stay true to what you want to write. Don't ever put yourself in a box and think you have to conform to any type of mold of what you think sounds good on the radio. Just write whatever feels good to you, and I think that it'll translate and other people will love it. And good luck.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you very much, Allie. And Madison, thanks for coming on. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Baby, her track is out now. That debut album coming at the beginning of 2021. Take care of yourself, Madison.
Thank you so much, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Just talking, Sisney, also thinking about the holidays, it's Black Friday in 2 days. So if anybody's looking to get a jump on their holiday shopping, Macy's has a bunch of great gift ideas under $20.
I love shopping at Macy's. I mean, there's so many good ones. It's kind of hard to know if Michael's going to like a new cologne or not. So I love that they have the men's fragrance sampler set. Men's and women's sampler sets are only $15 right now.
You know, my mom used to go and get the samples and give those to me in my stocking. She didn't buy the cologne. She just go get the samples.
No, but these ones come in like the cute little bottle. It's great.
But she got the free ones and gave them to me as if it was a gift she bought.
You know, moms. Always thinking of you.
And Tanya, you saw Macy's has crazy deals on plush or fleece blankets?
Yeah, you mentioned stockings. I'm going to load up on these fleece blankets. They're only $14.99 for Black Friday, so I'm going to get them for all the stocking stuffers.
And this is really great. We're honored to be a part of what Macy's is doing this year for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mm-hmm. It starts with everybody signing up to create a wish list at Macy's.com/holiday gift guide. And then once you do, jump over to Macy's.com/believe and write a letter to Santa, because every note to Mr. Claus, every single one, online or in store, that Santa gets, Macy's going to donate $1 up to $1 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation as part of Macy's annual Believe campaign. So check that out. You're on Kiss FM.